right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I jumped the fence. I stayed the whole time. We got kids running all over the place. I think we're about to find some people. Listen to that, Steel Army. We do like supporting our hounds. This was a beautiful night to be out on the field. Late goal. Late goal may be the game of the night, so let's go find some people. I found a foreigner to our land. Her name is Kristen, and she is from Denver. All right, what did you think, first of all, about the atmosphere in the stadium?
I thought the atmosphere was great. Being in Denver, we have an amazing soccer field, so I wasn't sure what this pitch would look like. And pleasantly surprised, the seats are excellent, and fans were just so enthusiastic, and everybody was really friendly. So it was great, great, just enjoyed it.
I felt like this was a really intense game. There was a lot of back and forth. There were so many opportunities. The goalposts got involved so many times. What did you think of the game overall?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. The Riverhounds should have won. That last minute goal was just heartbreaking. They played so well. The pace of the game, everybody just never let up. It was just incredible to watch. Everybody was so impressive.
Yeah, guys, we may be a defensive team, but we know how to run that ball.
Oh, I think possession-wise, you guys, you owned the game. It was just really unlucky that last couple minutes.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
All right, I found another new person to be on my show. I love when new people agree to this. Abby, is this your first game?
No, it's not. We've come to plenty of games.
Ooh, we love that answer here. What did you think of the atmosphere tonight? We had a really nice breeze. We had, like, the perfect weather. How did the stadium hold up?
This is certainly the perfect night for soccer in Pittsburgh. It was great to see just about all the seats filled and the nice cool breeze, and the kids had a blast. It's such a great atmosphere for the kids.
Did you get involved with the boom boom clap with the Steel Army down at the end?
We listened from afar. We love the Steel Army for sure.
We really appreciate that support. So are you season ticket holders, or you just like to come to the games?
We come to the games. Our son is a member in the academy, and we got several tickets through the Academy Rush program. So we plan on being to many home games.
Oh, we love to hear that. We can't wait to see you again. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Jared has made it through the full 90. He is also an avid listener, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we know he adores me. That's fine. It's great. So what did you think of tonight?
I thought it was an excellent game. The Riverhounds played really hard. They got a couple bad calls, but it is what it is. It was a great game to watch and a lot of fun to be here.
Okay, but the weather was perfect, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nowhere I'd rather be tonight.
And the view, can you beat it?
Of course not. It's Pittsburgh. I mean, right, am I right?
All right, so everyone, come to Riverhounds game, obviously. Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, guys, I think we're about to wrap it up, but Val has agreed to be my last interview of the evening, unless I find Joe from McKeesport, because we all know that you love him. Val, that last goal.
Oh, that one hurt. That was tough.
It broke my heart.
Oh, yeah, especially because, like, I thought we totally outplayed them the entire game, and then that guy who scored, he was definitely good, but he was whining the entire game, you know, just whining to the refs because they were really playing him tight. And so it was just that little giveaway at the end. I mean, that's all it takes.
And we hit the goalpost, like, what, four times?
Yeah.
Like, just, it was, oh.
We had so many opportunities, yeah. It's just, you know, we hit the crossbar, we hit the goal, we hit the, you know, the post, the PK didn't work out. I mean, it should have been at least a tie game. And that one hurt, especially with, like, just like in the last couple minutes, because there's not a lot of time to come back, you know. So
okay, I'm devastated about that PK.
Yeah.
I forgot, and then I remembered, and then I cried. So
yeah.
Where do you sit in the stands? Do you sit in, like, the midfield range?
Yeah, we're about halfway. Yeah.
Okay, so I says clear at the end. I mean, to me, it looked like we had a lot of possession, that we were kind of dominant. But what did it look like to you?
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. I thought the whole game, like, I'd say 75% of the game was played on our end, and And the speed I thought they were playing really well, and they were really passing the ball around well, but they just couldn't get through Charleston's defense. You know, it was like they just couldn't break it, and you know, there were just like very few scoring opportunities, you know, and they had their chances for sure, but yeah.
So going forward, I mean, do you think we're going to keep like a top four in order to get a home playoff game?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have a really great team and a lot of talent. You know, tonight just the ball didn't bounce our way, and I think they're just going to keep playing like that. I think they'll bounce back after this game for sure.
I love this analysis. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
So, guys, I tried to find Joe from McKeesport, and I don't know where his curly-headed self is. So you're stuck with me, and this is the end of the game. It's the end of the show. I don't know that I really repeated myself too much, so sorry, not sorry, I don't know. But we should have won this game. It's a really disappointing loss. I am sure I'll be more disappointed tomorrow when I start looking at the standings more and analyzing where we are. But you know what? I agree with some of my other listeners, and we're going to have a home playoff game, and we're going to rock this. Laura Ellen is looking at me funny. I don't appreciate you. But she loves me, so it's all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a wonderful evening, that you watch this on the ESPN Plus, and I hope that you make it out to the game next time. You should find me. That's the end of the full 90. Let's go Hounds!